It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, public input is a key part of the decision-making process in local government. But our guest says sometimes too much involvement can distort opinion and get in the way of good projects. We'll talk about the pros and cons of citizen feedback. First, the number of licenses purchased for the state's deer hunting seasons over the last two decades has declined by 6%, according to state data and a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Hunting is a big revenue driver in the state, and the drop in licenses could have a ripple effect on Wisconsin conservation efforts. Danielle Kading is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good. Well, what is this report telling us about sales of these deer hunting licenses over the last couple decades?
Yeah, so basically the state sold around 50,000 fewer deer licenses, and that was between 1999 to 2017, and that's according to a report out this week by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And really, this kind of has been happening for a long time, this decline. There was a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story last year that showed that, you know, last season we saw around 588,000 licenses sold during the deer season. But if you look at that historically, that was actually like the second lowest number of licenses sold since 1976 or something like that. So we're seeing a lot of people drop out of hunting, and that's due mainly to people aging out of the sport.
Right. So is it as well, people are aging out of the sport. This is a lot, in large part, a story about baby boomers, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, because they make up a large population of hunters who head out into the woods every year. And as they get older, they're just not going out anymore. And we're not recruiting enough people to take their place once they're out. I mean, although we have seen an increase in the number of women who are hunting over, like, since 2000, we've seen about a 32% increase in the number of women who are heading into the woods. Last year, I think it was 63,000 or so women that were hunting. But still, the decline with the number of men who are hunting, that growth in the number of women who are heading out to hunt in the woods is not making up for that.
Let's detour now into what this means for revenue. You pay money to get this deer license. What does the state do with that money?
So that money, all of those sales, goes into the Fish and Wildlife account, and that funds conservation work across the state, not just for, you know, animals that are hunted, but also for work on things like endangered species. So that has been declining as these license sales have gone down. I think it was in 2006, there was around $70 million or so, and that declined to by about $4 million by fiscal 2015. And basically, there's been a roughly $6 million a year gap between what is budgeted for the agency, the Wisconsin DNR, to spend on conservation work and what they actually are bringing in as far as license revenues. So they've been trying to make that up through other means.
You mentioned this was a Fish and Wildlife Fund, and that makes me think, well, you also buy fishing licenses. Do we have comparable data for what's happening with fishing license sales as compared to deer hunting sales in the state?
Yeah. So with fishing, you haven't seen as much of a decrease. You've seen an increase in the amount of fishing licenses that have been sold. I think it was, what, somewhere around 4%, just under that. But that still hasn't increased with the pace of the state's population growth. So we're just not seeing as many people hunting and fishing anymore, it seems. And a lot of that is due to urbanization. People are moving out of rural areas and into the cities, and, you know, people are looking to video games and other activities to spend their time on, and not so much hunting, fishing, or trapping.
Talking to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter in Superior, looking at a long-term decline in the number of deer hunting licenses sold in the state, what that means for conservation funding, and efforts to maybe bring in a new generation of hunters. Now, let's look at both of those, I guess, solution sides of things. Danny, first of all, are people talking about, okay, well, if we've got this decline in hunting license sales, we have to look elsewhere for this conservation money?
Yeah, conservation groups have actually been pushing for the state to increase license fees. They made this push during the last budget process, where they asked lawmakers to increase the amount of funding, I think, by about $4 million. And that did not go through under the last budget or under this current budget. So, but this fall, I think it was 14 or 15 conservation groups across the state wrote a letter to lawmakers and Governor Walker and also candidate Tony Evers, who is now Governor-elect Evers, about increasing license fees. And they're proposing to do that by about $1.7 million.
This might be a political hard sell to, say, the state's hunting community. They might want to see that conservation funding, might not be so keen on seeing their license fees goes up. Is that maybe one of the reasons this hasn't passed so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, well, and just the Republican legislature and the Republican governor that we've had has been very, you know, hold the line on taxes and hold the line on fees. So I think that has been kind of a non-starter in a political sense. But, you know, there is a question of whether or not we raise fees and we can strike that balance between pricing people out of the sport. I do think that the license fees that we have right now are pretty affordable comparatively when you look at other states. But, you know, you have to keep that in mind and balance the value of the sport against what people are willing to pay in order to participate in it.
And the other, I guess, possible solution would be finding new hunters to replace the people who are aging out of hunting. You mentioned, more women, but that's not making up for the decline in the numbers overall. Are there efforts to recruit more young people, or I guess even bring people in from out of state to fill in the gap?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the state has a number of programs that they've been working on, like mentored hunts, and they've been doing programs like learned hunts, and also they are providing new opportunities. Like 4 years ago, they introduced crossbow hunting, and that's grown substantially since it was introduced. I think around that time, there was 44,000 licenses sold when they started that, and now it's grown. I think there's been like 20,000 more licenses sold as of last year. So they're hoping to recruit more, but still conservation groups are saying it's unlikely that recruitment alone would make up that gap, that we're probably going to have to look to other ways to make up that decline in license sales by either increasing fees or looking to other sources of revenue.
You talk to people with conservation groups, the DNR in reporting this story, and the Wisconsin Policy Forum had this report out. Are you seeing a sense of alarm and urgency here, or is this kind of a slow-moving problem that people think they can right slowly and gradually?
Well, I think people are very concerned about it, because if you look at this report that was released, it said that we've seen a decrease in about 21% of positions that are funded out of the Fish and Wildlife account, which is about 144 positions from 1999 to 2017. So that's a lot of people who just aren't working on conservation anymore. And I think people have just been concerned in general about whether or not we have the funding to be able to maintain the things that we value as far as our natural resources and conservation work in the state.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, reporter for WPR News. She's based in Superior. She joined us today to talk about the drop in the number of hunting licenses purchased by state residents and long-term impact the loss of that revenue could have on conservation efforts in the state.